Welcome back to a new podcast episode of our Rock the Prototype podcast. I'm Sascha Block, your host. I'm excited to join you for the fourth episode where we discuss the exciting topic of an innovative web app that addresses the content market's malaise and ensures fair distribution and fair rights for all content producers. To achieve this goal, a scalable, secure, and powerful software architecture for the web app is critical. Various security measures and technologies should be implemented to ensure the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of users' data and digital assets. We initially want to develop a prototype as a minimum viable product that demonstrates the core functions of our platform. This will allow us to test our assumptions and gather feedback from potential users at an early stage. In this podcast episode, we'll focus specially on two frameworks that can help us with this task: Vue.js with Nuxt and React with Next. Both frameworks have proven themselves in practice and provide a solid foundation for developing modern web applications. We will highlight the advantages and disadvantages of both frameworks and analyze which one suits for our project best. So let's dive in and find out which framework, Vue.js with Nuxt or React with Next, best meets our needs and helps us successfully implement our innovative web app.
ADR and entire crew is go.
Suitable start is a realization of our web app front end and the photo upload function, which then also requires a backend. In doing so, we are also challenged to make our web app secure with two-factor authentication. In this podcast episode, I would like to refine the concept of our web app and take a closer look at the required components and technologies. We pay special attention to two available frameworks, namely Vue.js with Nuxt and React with Next. Both frameworks provide a solid foundation for developing modern web applications and have proven themselves in practice. We will look at the current trends and developments in the web app space. Stay tuned and look forward to this exciting content on today's Rock the Prototype podcast episode. Let's first take a look at the requirements for a modern web app. A web app offers numerous advantages over traditional websites and native apps. Let's take a closer look at them. First of all, it's important to understand that a web app works in any browser and is not limited to a specific operating system, unlike native apps that are optimized specially for iOS or Android. A web app can be used in a platform-independent manner. But what makes a modern web app and what advantages does it offer over traditional websites? A web app supports numerous functions that conventional websites often cannot offer. We are talking about cumbersome concepts here, which can lead to a lack of functionality, media breaks, and other shortcomings. What do users actually want from a web app? Quite clearly, customer-oriented digital services. Users want to use digital services directly online without having to install additional apps. A web app should offer them real added value. Why does the future belong to web apps? Certainly, there are still many static websites that provide valuable information. A prominent example is Wikipedia. But even Wikipedia allows users to participate and create content, which is equivalent of a web feature. Dynamic web apps, on the other hand, interact directly with the user and provide numerous interactive features. The boundaries between traditional websites, web apps, and native apps are blurred. A good web app is characterized by certain features that distinguish it from traditional websites. First, a web app can be used in any browser. It is a normal app that can be accessed through any web browser. Through a web app may additionally be available as a native app. We evaluate its features primarily in the browser-based application. Second, good web apps are service-oriented. A good example of this is Gmail. All relevant functions for the email application are integrated in this web app. It doesn't matter which browser you use. A web app should therefore offer the user real added value. Third, the technology behind web apps is based on the client-server model. The web frontend is rendered using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. The challenge is to provide smooth interactivity to the user comparable to native apps. A web app achieves this by updating only the parts that actually change, resulting in optimal performance and user experience. And ultimately, we can also convert a web app into a native app at any time. Let's now turn to the specific requirements for our web app in the context of content market and digital asset management. First, the implementation of a digital right management system is a requirement that we will address later and that we do not consider for our MVP. Nevertheless, it is important at this point that we understand the implications and context. Second, we will need to define the scope of our digital right management. That is, we define what types of digital rights we want to manage for our assets. For example, copyrights, licenses, or usage restrictions. This will guide our design of the DRM system. We will check to what extent ready-made solutions could support us and whether we can use them sensibly. Third, then comes the integration of the DRM into our MVP. We integrate the selected DRM solution into the upload process of our MVP to ensure that each asset is associated with the correct digital rights. In doing so, we will customize our upload interface to include fields to specify information such as metadata and the digital rights. Fourth, we need a component to manage this metadata and digital rights. We need to store the metadata in relation to the asset file and the digital rights, such as copyright owner, usage restrictions, or license information. Here we will look at the appropriate metadata standards such as XMP or IPTC to ensure that the metadata can be read easily by other applications. Fifth, we need a mechanism to enforce digital rights. Using the DRM system we design, we enforce the defined digital rights by controlling who can access or use each asset under what conditions. To do this, we need to come up with a smart solution that makes this possible. Digital watermarks that are not directly visible in the image may be suitable. Access controls may be required to limit unauthorized use. 6. We also need to consider to what extent we need a mechanism for monitoring to protect the asset rights of content producers. In any case, we need to consider the extent to which we can effectively protect the rights of content producers. 7. Update digital rights. Clearly, it will become necessary for us to allow digital rights to be updated as needed at any time, such as when the copyright owner changes or license agreement are revised. In this section, we have highlighted the requirements for modern web app in the context of our digital asset management scenario. Let's now turn to the software architecture and possible components and technologies that we will use to realize the MVP of our web app. What technologies and components are required for a web app? The LAMP stack used to dominate, but today there are very many alternative stacks. Consisting of the Linux operating system, the Apache web server, an MySQL database server, and the PHP programming language. But today there are very many alternative stacks. JavaScript has largely replaced PHP as a browser-based component and is often used via frameworks such as Node.js. Now that we've reflected on the requirement of a modern web app, it's time to move on to the various technologies and components required to build a web app. Since we design our web app from scratch and make use of the so-called greenfield engineering, we are 100% free in the selection of all components and the related architectural decisions. We want to use a scalable, secure, and powerful software architecture that forms the basis of our web app. This allows us, contrary to the architecture of a monolith, to develop our web app in parallel in diverse teams. Instead of a monolithic system, microservices allow us to develop and deploy independent services that are loosely coupled, each covering a specific functionality. This enables better scalability, flexibility, and maintainability of our web app. There are several options when choosing technologies for developing our web app. Let's take a look at what are generally common use technologies and components for a web app. First, the front end. HTML5, CSS3, and JavaScript form the basis for building the user interface of a web app. This leads us directly to JavaScript frameworks. React with Next or Vue.js with Nuxt, as well as Angular, are popular frameworks that facilitate the development of interactive and responsive user interfaces. CSS frameworks like Bootstrap, Tailwind, Bulma, or even a CSS in JS library like Emotion provide pre-built CSS styles and components to simplify the design of our web app. Second, the backend. Programming languages such as JavaScript, Python, or even Rust can be used for our backend. Of course, there are many other suitable languages. Databases. Relational databases like MySQL or PostgreSQL are opposite to non-SQL databases like MongoDB or Cassandra, and both technologies can be used to store data. RESTful APIs. By implementing RESTful APIs, different components of the web app can communicate with each other. We'll look at RESTful API design in depth elsewhere. Third, infrastructure and deployment. Cloud platforms such as Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, or Google Cloud Platform provide infrastructure and services for deploying and scaling our web app. Containerization. Docker allows web app components to be packaged in isolated containers for ease deployment and scaling. Orchestration of these is then typically done with tools like Kubernetes. These tools make it easier to manage and orchestrate containers in a distributed environment. Last but not least, we need to consider the security of a web app. Confidentiality, integrity, and availability of user data and digital assets are of paramount importance. Therefore, security measures such as data encryption, access control, and regular updates are essential to ensure the security of a web app. Fourth, security, authentication, and authorization. We use mechanisms such as OAuth, JSON Web Tokens, and OpenID Connect to secure user access. Encryption. By using SSL, TLS, data can be encrypted during transmission between client and server. Security audits and penetration tests are regular audits of the web app for security holes and vulnerabilities, help to identify and fix potential risks. Let's come back to our microservice architecture. There is another crucial argument why we choose microservices, namely the IT security aspect. Because we want to realize a secure web app with the help of the zero trust concept, the microservice architecture supports us here. Even if we'll have to control various endpoints later on, and we will have additional efforts in controlling a large number of loosely coupled microservices. So far, we have reflected the basic components and technologies of a web app. Let's now turn our attention to our favorite options for our front end. Vue.js with Next and the alternative React with Next. Vue.js is a JavaScript framework that offers declarative syntax and component-based architecture. It allows easy integration of data binding and enables smooth user interface updates. Next is a framework built on the top of Vue.js and optimized specifically for developing server-side rendering web applications. It provides structure and conventions that facilitate development and help build a scalable and powerful web app. On the other hand, we have React, another popular JavaScript framework for user interface development. React is based on a virtual DOM implementation and allows for efficient user interface updates. React can be used to create components that are reusable and well-structured. It offers flexibility and a large developer community. There is also Next.js, a framework that works closely with React and is specifically optimized for server-side rendering. Next.js extends the capabilities of React by adding a server-side rendering layer that makes it easier to build performant and search engine-optimized web applications. It enables pre-compilation of pages and provides optimized navigation, code splitting, and server-side rendering capabilities. Next.js provides a suitable solution to extend React applications and meets the requirements of a scalable and performant web app. Overall, both Nuxt.js and Next.js provide additional features and optimizations to enhance web app development based on Vue.js or React. In this episode, we will take a closer look at the features, advantages, disadvantages, and uses of Vue.js in combination with Nuxt and React in combination with Next. We will explore which of the two frameworks best fits our requirements. We will consider factors such as scalability, performance, web development time, and community support. Thus, it will be exciting when we become aware of the different technical perspectives on this and discuss which framework is the best possible choice for our project. At the same time, we want to emphasize that it is not only the framework that matters, but of course always the skills and experience of the development team as well as the specific requirements of our web app. Look forward to the coming minutes as we explore these technologies in more detail to realize our exciting idea of a web app that will make the content market fairer. Comparison of React and Vue.js and why we shortlist these two JavaScript frameworks. Why do we resort to frameworks like Vue.js or React for the development of our web app in the first place instead of sticking to vanilla JavaScript, that is pure unprocessed JavaScript, without the use of a specific framework or library? Deciding on a framework is an important step that has a significant impact on the success and efficiency of our web app. We decided to discuss the use of Vue.js and React as these frameworks offer many advantages that are of great importance when developing a modern web app. One crucial factor is the development effort. Vanilla JavaScript would mean that we would have to build the web app from scratch. This requires significant time and resources, as we would have to implement every function, module, and structure ourselves. By using frameworks like Vue.js or React, we can rely on an already existing structure and a large number of predefined functions. This speeds up the development and allows us to focus on the actual requirements of our web app. Another aspect is the structuring of the code. Vanilla JavaScript does not provide specific conventions or best practices for web application development. This can lead to a cluttered code base that is difficult to maintain, especially for larger projects. With Vue.js or React, we get a clearly defined structure that helps us keep the code organized and maintainable. This allows us to work more efficiently and facilitates team collaboration. Furthermore, using frameworks such as Vue.js or React provides us with a variety of predefined functions and components that make it easier for us to implement common web app features. For example, these include routing, data binding, state management, and UI components. With vanilla JavaScript, we would have to develop all these functions ourselves, which could lead to increased time and potentially error-prone code. Another important aspect is the scalability and maintainability of our web app. With vanilla JavaScript, it would become very difficult to keep the code consistent and allow our application to grow smoothly. Frameworks like Vue.js or React provide proven patterns and best practices that help us keep the code scalable and maintainable. Additionally, these frameworks have a large developer community, which means we have access to a wealth of resources, tutorials, and support. So we are making a very conscious decision here to use a framework like Vue.js or React, making a strategic choice to streamline our web development process and improve the quality of our web app. By using an established framework, we can reduce development efforts, create a clear structure, access predefined functions, and make the code scalable and maintainable. Comparison of React and Vue.js. First, syntax and learning curve. React is a popular JavaScript framework for user interface development that uses a special property called JSX, which is JavaScript XML. JSX is a central concept in React and Next.js that plays an important role in user interface development. JSX allows HTML-like code to be written directly in JavaScript by extending the syntax to define HTML elements and components. JSX offers a number of advantages, including component-based development, that is, JSX allows developers to create reusable and well-structured components that make code more readable and maintainable. Seamless integration of JavaScript and HTML. JSX allows JavaScript code to be used within HTML-like syntax, making it easier to interact with data and generate content dynamically. Easy to understand syntax. Using JSX makes it easier for developers to visually grasp and understand the code, as it closely resembles the structured nature of HTML. JSX thus allows components to be defined and rendered in a mixture of JavaScript and HTML. This allows developers to take advantage of React's declarative syntax and makes the component structure clear and concise. However, the introduction of JSX also means a steeper learning curve, especially for developers who are previously unfamiliar with this type of syntax. The combination of JavaScript and HTML is certainly unfamiliar at first and requires some training to realize the full potential of React and JSX. However, JSX and React offer numerous advantages, such as component reusability, efficient UI updates, and the ability to create complex UI structures. Over time, developers can better understand and effectively use JSX syntax to develop powerful and engaging user interfaces. It is important to note that JSX is not exclusive to React, but it is also used by the Next.js framework, which is built on top of React. Next.js extends React with server-side rendering and enables the development of server-side rendered web applications. In doing so, the use of JSX remains a central component to define and design the user interface. Overall, React combined with JSX and frameworks like Next.js provides a powerful platform for developing responsive web apps. It's worth familiarizing yourself with JSX and mastering the learning curve to take full advantage of React's extensive capabilities. Vue.js and Nuxt use a template-based syntax that is modeled after traditional HTML. This syntax makes it easier for developers to get started because they already know HTML and can use the basic tags and attributes. The template syntax of Vue.js allows developers to extend HTML code with additional directives and expressions to enable interaction with data and creation of dynamic content. By using directives such as v4 and vif, developers can define repetitive structures and conditions in their templates. Nuxt.js, which is built on top of Vue.js, extends the functionality of Vue.js with server-side rendering and a streamlined development structure. The use of template syntax is also preserved in Nuxt.js, making it easier to develop server-side rendered web applications. Compared to JSX, the template-based syntax of Vue.js Nuxt has the advantage of blending seamlessly with traditional HTML, which can make it easier to learn for developers who are already familiar with HTML. It does not require any additional learning or a new syntax like JSX. Of course, the choice between React and Next.js and Vue.js with Nuxt.js should by no means be based on syntax alone. Let's take a look on the other selection criteria, size and performance. React is small and lightweight at its core. However, it allows developers to choose additional libraries and tools to extend their application. This usually results in larger applications that tend to have slightly longer load times. Next.js is based on React. Optimized server rendering, faster initial rendering, extensibility with additional libraries and tools. Vue.js Nuxt. Vue.js is also small, but it already includes many features needed to develop a single page application. Nuxt.js, the framework for server-side rendering with Vue.js, provides optimized server rendering, which in turn, just like using Next.js with React, will lead to improved load time. The performance of a technology is a particularly difficult criteria to evaluate, especially since a web app and its implementation must be closely examined. Both frameworks claim to score equally well here. Third, ecosystem and community. React has a large and active community with many third-party resources, libraries, and tools available. It is supported by many large companies, including Facebook. Vue.js has also a large and active community with a wealth of resources, and there is a good selection of libraries and tools. The community is engaged and supportive of each other. Flexibility and adaptability. Both technologies are very flexible and allow developers to choose their own architecture and development practices. Both React with Next and Vue.js with Nuxt are well suited for complex applications and offer extensive customization options. 5. Documentation and support. Again, the frameworks offer equally extensive official documentation that is well structured and detailed. There are also very many online resources, tutorials, and examples that help in developing a web app. To make a decision in favor of one or the other framework, we should consider other decision criteria. 6. Performant web applications. Both React with Next and Vue.js with Nuxt enable the development of performant web applications. their optimized rendering engines and efficient handling of the virtual DOM allows them to offer high performance. In this point, both technologies are equal. 7th. Ease of creating UIs and front-end apps. React and Vue both provide a simple and intuitive syntax for creating user interfaces and front-end applications. They make it easier for developers to create interactive UI components. Again, a tie. 8. Ease of entry. Both React and Vue.js have a relatively low barrier to entry, making them easily accessible to developers new to front-end development. They offer extensive documentation and an active community to assist with questions and issues. Again, one plus point each for both technologies. 9. How powerful are the technologies in terms of performance, functionality, and maintainability? Both React with Next and Vue.js with Nuxt are well suited for web development, as these technologies are designed for this very purpose, where content is dynamically reloaded when needed. They enable a seamless user experience and provide opportunities for efficient data binding. These JavaScript frameworks are known claiming for their speed and small size and are extremely fast and lightweight, offering extensive code optimization capabilities to enable efficient execution and fast load times. Tense application areas. React and Next and Vue.js and Nuxt can be used for single-page web applications following the model view model, which is a design pattern and a variant of the model view controller pattern. It is used to separate the representation and logic of the user interface and as well suited for specific sections in multi-page websites. Both JavaScript frameworks provide flexibility in developing even larger web applications with different requirements. 11. Virtual DOM. Both React and Next and Vue.js with Nuxt leverage the concept of virtual DOM to enable efficient user interface updates. The virtual DOM optimizes the rendering process and contributes to the performance of the application. Support for the structuring of the application. React with Next and Vue.js with Nuxt provide ways to structure code easily and clearly. They promote best development practices and facilitate application maintenance and scaling. 13. Easy debugging. Both JavaScript frameworks provide developing tools that make debugging applications easy. They provide helpful error messages and tools for monitoring and inspecting application wells. Point for both. 14. Reactivity. A very special property of a web app is reactivity, that is, whether a web app responds quickly to a user's requests. Vue.js and Nuxt provide reactive components that allow easy management of data with flexible API. React and Next provide similar concepts like state management with React hooks or Redux to develop reactive apps. We've now gotten a lot of valuable facts about both JavaScript frameworks up to this point. If we choose React, we get a powerful and flexible framework with a large community and a wide range of resources and tools. We can customize the architecture and development practices according to our needs. However, the learning curve can be a bit steeper and it may be necessary to select and integrate additional library and tools. When we choose React and Next, we get a powerful and flexible framework with a large community and a wide range of resources and tools. React enables the creation of performant web applications and provides extensive support for UI and front-end app development. We can customize the architecture and development practices according to our requirements. However, the learning curve can be a bit steeper, especially due to the use of JSX. It may be necessary to select and integrate additional libraries and tools, which may affect the application size and load times. Option 2. Vue.js with Nuxt. If we choose Vue.js and Nuxt, we get a framework with a simpler syntax modeled after traditional HTML and a growing community. Vue.js provides a good balance between flexibility and conventions, and it makes easy to create UIs and front-end apps. Nuxt.js extends Vue.js with server-side rendering and offers optimized server rendering that can lead to improved load time. The learning curve can be a little bit flatter, as the syntax is easier to learn and there are many built-in features that make development easier. However, the ecosystem of Vue and Nuxt might be not as extensive as that of React. Ultimately, we need to carefully weigh the pros and cons of React and Next and Vue.js and Nuxt to make the right decision for our web app. Both frameworks have their strengths and weaknesses, which we have discussed in detail in this episode. React and Next offer a wide range of resources and tools, a large community, and a great flexibility in customizing the architecture. It allows us to develop powerful and engaging user interfaces, although the learning curve can be a bit steeper and additional libraries need to be integrated. On the other hand, Vue.js and Nuxt offer a simpler syntax, optimized server rendering, and a growing community. It makes it easier to create UIs and front-end apps and offer many built-in features to simplify development. However, the ecosystem may not be as extensive as React Next. It is important that we take enough time to make an informed decision. We should consider the requirements of our project, the capabilities of our team, and the long-term goals of a web app. A technology decision should not be made in haste, as it can have long-term implications for the development and maintenance of our application. In the next Rocks a Prototype podcast episode, we will announce our decision and present our rationale for it. Until then, I recommend that all listeners allow enough time when making fundamental technology decisions to consider all aspects and make the best choice for their particular project. We hope this episode has helped you develop a deeper understanding of React Next and Vue.js Nuxt and assists you in making your own technology decisions. Then, in the upcoming episode, we'll get hands-on with front-end development. You will always have the opportunity to get involved and actively participate in the design. Look forward to exciting discussions and new insights into the world of software development. You can find all information in the show notes and on our website at rock-the-prototype.com. Whether you're already a more experienced developer or just diving into the world of programming, Rocks a Prototype is a place for you. So subscribe to our podcast now and let's rock software development and prototyping together. If you have any questions or need more information, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Thanks for listening and see you on the next episode of the Rock the Prototype podcast.